Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, yesterday we got done reading Ezekiel chapter 2, and I do have to start off by apologizing for the audio content in that. We are messing around with some live streaming tools that didn't work out very well yesterday, so...
You are sorry.
I am very sorry. It was not good. I think we have this rectified at some level today. So we're going to go forward from here, hoping that all this goes well. That being said, yesterday in Ezekiel chapter 2, Ezekiel started the chapter in the ground, in the dirt.
On the ground.
On the ground, in the dirt.
Yeah.
And God, like, embodied him, and then he brought him to his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
And that was after having showed him his magic car.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, in chapter one, there was all kinds of craziness. I mean, it was insane.
Wheels with eyes for days.
Right, right. But the part that really stood out to me in chapter two was that Ezekiel was given a scroll from God into his mouth that he then swallowed.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know what...
Like, to me, this, like... I'm thinking Gollum, right?
See,
like,
I couldn't find anything that... verified that just on a cursory check.
Right, but that's like what I know of Jewish legends, it seemed very golemish.
It did seem very folklore, yes.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued as to what's gonna come next.
Christian apologists, which I know we are not at the New Testament, so we're not supposed to even know about Christians yet.
Right.
But they fucking love Jeremiah, Lamentations, and this guy, Ezekiel, or Easy Kyle, as I like to call him, and, you know, these whole prophecy things that these dudes do, they're like, these prophecies are awesome because then Jesus fulfilled them in the New Testament. So they're like in love with this shit.
Right.
And they say that it was a symbolic eating of God's word to have the living word inside you. So it wasn't like an actual scroll. It was more like a magic power up.
Okay. Like, okay. So this is like when Mario eats the mushroom or the star.
Yeah. Or this like when you're in your like dungeon crawl games and you know, you have to like bottle of health.
Right.
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 It's like that. Only it's a scroll and God's words are on it.
Sure. Sure.
You're not really eating it. You're just, you know, power up.
Right. I gotcha. All right. Well, anyway, that was Ezekiel chapter 2.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're going to be getting into...
Ezekiel chapter 3.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Hold up. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, here we are jumping back into Easy Kyle chapter 3.
Ezekiel.
No, Easy K, whatever. Okay, so you remember where we left off, right? God's just chatting with him, sending him a real chill message.
Yeah.
And he ate that shit.
And he ate the scroll. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
So we're starting out like mid-sentence again.
Okay.
And he said to me, so Ezekiel's like, anyways, God was talking to me and he goes.
Right. Okay. Right, yeah.
So now I'm God. Okay.
Okay.
Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat the scroll. Then go and speak to the people of Israel. Eat it, bitch. I'm sorry. I can't. Eat it. Oh shit.
This sounds like this is the Weird Al Yankovic song needs to be set to this chapter.
Well,
the eat me, is it eat it.
Yeah. Well, that and like I babysit a toddler and sometimes feeding him is traumatic and mm-hmm. I'm always just like, one more bite, baby, one more bite. And I was just picturing God. He's got this little baby spoon. But instead of saying, just one more bite and then you can be done. It's so healthy for you. Help you grow big, boy. Instead of saying all of that, he's like, eat it. Okay. Sorry. Okay. You're good. I'm Ezekiel again now. Okay?
Ezekiel's been fun so far. Yeah. Like, this is kind of fun.
I'm having fun with this weird shit.
Right.
So I opened up my fucking mouth and he gave me the scroll to eat.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I mean, because, you know.
Then not? he says, son of man, eat the scroll I'm giving you and fill your stomach with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Must be a
big ass scroll.
It's so big. You don't know how big. I mean, he does not need to have a pickup truck with the nutsack hanging off the back. Mm, that's how big it is.
I see.
Yeah. So I ate it and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Yeah, it did. Mm. He says to me then, son of man, go now to the people of Israel and speak my words to them.
Now, keep in mind, we talked about this last time, but son of man is actually kind of a disparaging remark at Ezekiel, right?
Yeah,
he's... And not a real disparaging remark, but
he's not
basically
quite
placing him in order below God for sure.
Yeah, he's like not quite calling him a worm as he has in the past called his people worms. But he's definitely like, don't go thinking we're equals just because I'm yakking at you.
Right.
Like,
right.
You are definitely a mere human is what that translates to.
Right.
Mere human, you son of a bitch. You are not being sent to a people of obscure speech and strange language, but to the people of Israel, not to many peoples of obscure speech and strange language whose words you cannot understand. Are you following me?
So don't help the foreigners?
No. He will get there in a minute. Oh. Like, I've read notes on this, so okay. I understand what he's saying is you've got a harder job. You're okay. not going out to people who don't know what the message is and never saw you before. Oh. You are going to go speak to your own.
Okay.
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 And that's harder. Like, yeah. we personally know that from Jeremiah. He got tore up.
Right.
By speaking to his own.
No, he definitely did.
So.
But I mean, this guy ate a scroll, so he's probably good.
He's good. You know? He's got God inside him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. So, okay. So God's saying, you know, you're not going out to talk to people whose words you cannot understand. Surely if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. Mm. Now, see, I also read somewhere that the reason that that is so is apparently people from other nations, they always revered prophets and magic men and like people of high stature that gave these, you know, messages from on high. Like,
well, I imagine it was a little bit from other places. Sure. It was a bit like a traveling show, right?
Well, yeah, I would imagine.
You've never heard this story before.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, what's this all about?
Yeah. Ooh, you're magic.
I haven't heard of this God before. Let's go see what Yahweh's about.
Let's do a God crawl. So, yeah. So he's like, that would have been easy. They would have listened to you. They would have been interested in what you had to say.
Sure.
But the people of Israel are not willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me. For all the Israelites are hardened and obstinate. They are so fucking hard.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, somebody told me to grow up once and I was like, but why though?
Then you didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So. But why?
But, why? Doesn't God have the ability to soften and harden their hearts?
He does. He has all the ability. He's got the magic hands, baby.
You would think.
He could harden it. He could soften it. He can make their hearts flaccid. He can make them erect.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
For those keeping track at home, that was the sound of husband rolling his eyes at me.
Hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very hard. But I will make you as unyielding and hardened as they are. Everybody going to be hard up in here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint.
Wow.
You could bounce a quarter off that ass.
What is the point of making his forehead as hard as stone?
So that when they throw rocks at him, it bounces off. Duh.
Is that real?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Right. I don't know, because I have what's called a really high forehead. And so what that means is that my hairline is farther back. Mm-hmm. So like I was always made fun of in school for having a big ass forehead. And all I could think is if it was hard as flint, then I could have been maybe cool because I could have bounced shit off of it. Maybe then people wouldn't have made fun of me as much.
I guess.
Maybe.
I guess.
Who knows? Okay. God's still talking, though. Mm-hmm. He's like, harder than flint. Okay.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people, which we know because we used that word 100 times last chapter.
Right. Yeah.
And he said to me, continued Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
Now God is talking again. Son of man, you son of a bitch, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you. You know, the ones I made you fucking eat.
Yeah.
Go now to your people in exile and speak to them, bitches.
Okay.
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 Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Whether they listen or fail to listen, don't worry about it.
Sure. Because he made your head like flint.
Yeah. So. For the purposes of this conversation, don't worry about their response. That's not what I'm here to tell you about.
Okay.
Okay. They might fucking hate you and stone you.
Your job is just to say it regardless.
Just say the words. No matter what they do, say the words.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that I can check the box and be like, what? I told you.
Okay.
You got the message. That's not my fault.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Now we're back to Ezekiel talking.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Spirit lifted me up again.
Wow.
And I heard behind me a loud rumbling sound as the glory of the Lord rose from the place where it was standing.
This must have been stormy season because there's a lot of storms, like there's a lot of rumbling and lights in the sky and, mm-hmm. you know, or he just really likes his drugs. I mean, there's one of those two things.
Why does it have to be either or?
Maybe it's both.
I'm going with both.
Okay.
If I guarantee you that if you took the right drugs and sat out in the middle of a storm watching,
you'd see some crazy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Watching the lightning and the clouds rolling over and right. hearing the thunder. Yeah. You too would probably see a fucking carriage with eyes all the way down. Okay. It was the sound of the wings of the living creatures, the cherubims.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The four-headed monstrosities.
Four-winged.
Yeah.
Flying purple people eaters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was the sound of their wings brushing against each other and the sound of the wheels beside them. A loud rumbling sound. Dude was describing an engine before engines were invented.
Rumbling. Yeah, yeah.
That's rumbly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
In a way.
Sure. Or thunder. I mean, you know. Right. I'm just, you know.
I mean, half the time we're standing out on the porch and I'm like, oh, is that thunder? And you're like, no, it's a car. And then I'm like listening. I'm like, no, actually, it's a plane. Like, I can't tell the difference. It all sounds the fucking same.
Yeah.
The spirit then lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness and in the anger of my spirit with the strong hand of the Lord on me. I came to the exiles who lived at Tel Aviv near the Kabar River, and there, where they were living, I sat among them for 7 days, deeply distressed.
Okay.
All right, I got some notes about this before we carry on, okay?
All right, yeah.
Because some of this wording is like, what?
Sure.
All right. So let me get down to these words. Okay. So remember that time I just now said he went to Tel Aviv?
Yes.
In some places it's Tel Aviv.
Okay.
It depends on what translation you're reading.
Sure.
But either way, this is Hebrew for the hill of ears of corn.
Okay.
But other translations say, no. It's Spring Mountain, the hill during spring. So I'm like, no. It's the hill mound of corn ears in spring.
I see.
That's what it is.
Well, Tel Aviv is now the capital of Israel.
I'm just saying.
So I don't 100% quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that is correct.
That is a place. I don't know if it's the same place. This one that they were talking about is in Iraq. So I don't know if that translates to anything you're saying.
Not really, but.
Okay. Because I'm not familiar with any of those areas. Because I am an ignorant American. I'm just putting that out there. Sorry.
Well, I mean, it sounds like they're talking about a hill in this, yeah. this context.
But yeah, it's just
it a might hill. Have been translated into a city name in Israel later.
So yeah.
I'm almost certain that it's a city in Israel.
Well, in all the other places.
At the very least.
In all the other places that I checked, it was Aviv. But in the particular translation that we're actually reading from, it's Aviv.
Got
and
it.
I was like, but I've heard of Tel Aviv.
Right.
So
yeah.
hang on. So yeah. Okay. Also where it says that he was like deeply distressed.
Yeah.
Like he sat there with those people.
Uh-huh.
Like he went over to them and he sat down and he was so distressed and sad.
Right.
It could also be astonished.
Okay.
Which is nothing like deeply distressed.
Right.
That's a different interpretation.
Yeah, right.
So basically, again, as usual, we have no fucking idea what this word is.
Sure.
It could also be discontented, which is more distressed.
Right.
Or wretched, even, which is like hard distressed, which, you know, deeply distressed, wretched, a little discontented, or astonished.
Right.
You know?
A large swing of possible emotions there, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we don't fucking know what he's feeling, what's
happening.
He's
feeling something. He's feeling a thing.
He's feeling it. He's in his feels, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Okay? So, okay, just to make sure you're paying attention, the spirit fucking lifted him up and then I guess put him down because he went and he is all pissed off. He went in bitterness and anger in his spirit. And he had the strong hand of the Lord on him and he came to the exiles who lived in wherever on that hill. And he sat among them for 7 days, and he was either sad or astonished.
Got it.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, so that's where we're at as we continue on now.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
At the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, mere human, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. Okay. Now, I don't know if you recall. I want to say it was like back in Isaiah or some shit. Uh-huh. They talked about a watchman like that were sentries, yeah, guards.
Right.
And I pointed out at the time that Harper, what's her name? Harper Lee?
Yes.
Who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
She had written a text that was never supposed to be published, but the second she died, them bitches went ahead and like used her name and published it. And it's called Go Set a Watchman.
Got it.
And there is a tie-in to this.
Right, right. So, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. So just bringing it back.
Sure.
You know, got to play the hits.
Yep.
So, okay. So God's saying to Ezekiel, I've made you a watchman for the people of Israel.
Okay.
So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. I'm thinking he ate the word. Why does he have to keep hearing it? Like, isn't it glowing inside him?
But God told him what to say after he ate the words.
That's true. Right?
So maybe the words were just to get him in the mood.
They were power-up, just like I said. They weren't actual words. They were just a power-up. They made him glow.
Yeah.
But they made him also mad and astonished or sad.
Maybe it could be a reference to him taking drugs.
That's what I think.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying that's what I think.
It could be. It could be.
Okay, God's speaking. When I say to a wicked person, you will surely die, and you do not warn them or speak out to dissuade them from their evil ways in order to save their life, that wicked person will die for their sin, and I will hold you accountable for their blood.
Damn.
You better deliver that fucking message, because if you don't and they die, I'm holding you fucking responsible.
Is this why I get so many knocks on our doors, or like people trying to spread the message of God and Christ and all that bullshit?
Yeah, because your blood is on their hands.
Fuck.
Yeah. Could you imagine like that?
Can we just like edit that part out of the Bible? Because I don't like getting all those fucking door knocks.
No, I don't either.
You know?
It's so invasive. Like, do not be a stranger and knock on my door. Like, that's the end of that sentence. But if we need to continue on, don't be a stranger and knock on my door and ask me about my relationship with God. Like, excuse me? I don't fucking know you.
Right.
Like, why would I ever talk to a stranger about my personal beliefs or lack thereof?
Yeah.
Of anything ever.
Right.
Like, I'll tell you about my poop, you know? I'll tell you, oh, I had a hysterectomy. I don't have periods anymore. That is fucking awesome. I'll tell you that it's been ages since I've had my nails did, and I would really like to get that done.
Yeah.
Like, I will tell you all kinds of stuff that is personal.
But not God.
But not the God shit. You know, because whatever I say is the wrong answer. Like, if I say, yes, yes, I've been saved, or what the fuck ever, do you think that's going to make them go away?
You know what? Even if you're, no, I don't. But even if you're religious, there's, like, if it's the wrong religious, right?
They'll be like, but which one?
There's an implied judgment happening at that interaction, right? Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter, unless you are the exact same denomination as them.
Right.
There is implied judgment happening when that happens.
Yeah.
You don't have the correct message, no matter what. Unless you are with us specifically.
Like, I didn't see you on Sunday, therefore your answer is probably no.
Right.
Even if it's yes, it's no.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel so offended by that. Like, it reminds me of, I haven't seen it yet, the movie Civil War that is, like, out in theaters now, and it's, like, causing a ruckus. I do want to see it, but there's, like, a particular scene in the trailer where, I forget the dude's name, Jesse something or other, in real life. I don't know his character in the movie. But anyway, he's standing scary in front of these journalists with his weapon, like about to fire on them. And they're like, whoa, 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 we're journalists, we're Americans. And he's like, yeah, but what kind of Americans?
Right.
And like, that is like the scariest part of the whole movie. And it's like really spooky, apparently. Like, it really shook people.
Yeah.
And that's what it reminds me of. They're standing at my door with their fucking, their weapon is not a gun. Their weapon is getting in my space and asking me personal invasive questions. And, you know, they're asking me, but what kind?
Right.
What kind are you? And I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Eat my whole entire ass. Okay. God's talking now.
Okay.
Speaking of ass.
All right.
But if you do warn the wicked person and they do not turn from their wickedness or from their evil ways, they'll die for their sin, but you will have saved yourself. So don't worry about it.
So as long as you get that message, so as long as you get that message out, you're good.
You're good. You're golden.
You said the bit you're supposed to say.
Just here. I made some flyers. Go pass these out. That's it.
Right.
That's the whole job.
Okay. I think, you know, if your damnation is on the line, I'd want an exact, I'd want them to spell out exactly what I'd have to do
in order
to not go to hell, right?
I need a roster to make sure I hit every single person that I'm supposed to hit,
right? Yeah.
I need a good pencil that's going to last.
And the question is, though, does writing count or do I have to tell them directly?
Right. Like, what exactly?
What if I spread the message through like an audiogram or something?
What if I just put up a poster in town?
Sure. Does that count? What if I accidentally missed somebody because I was sick that day? You know?
What if it's in the future and I just text them?
Right, yeah.
You know? What exactly... God, you're God. You can answer this. What counts as communication?
Sure.
Can I whisper it in their ear as I make sweet, sweet love to them? JK, he's not having any of the sex.
Can I use smoke signals?
Oh.
I mean, you know.
Morse code.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you told them, right?
You didn't say
they had to understand it.
Right. That's the loophole. Okay. God's still talking. Again, when a righteous person turns from their righteousness and does evil, and I put a stumbling block before them, they will die. So look at this. Just like in Job, I'm going to make shit real hard for them. They can either trip over the stumbling block that I, God, am placing before them or not. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
They might trip over that shit that I put in front of them. But don't worry about it.
But that's him. You know, they would say that's a test, right?
It's
a test of their loyalty to God and their
but why you got to test me? You already know.
You would think.
You already know. But so what's the test for?
We go back and forth with that, though. That's one of those things that's always in the contradictions, right? Like, mm-hmm. Does God know everything or doesn't he?
Right.
Well, oftentimes he doesn't. But exactly. Oftentimes he says he does. So
or he just does and just talking. Enjoys it for shits and giggles.
And that, if my take on this God that we've been talking about, mm-hmm. throughout the Old Testament is that he just kind of gets off on fucking people over.
That's what it sounds like.
So that's just my take. Mm-hmm. But it mm-hmm. feels that way because he's very happy to bring despair and death and destruction to people.
Yeah.
And he seems to enjoy doing that.
He's that kid in the backyard that tears the wings off flies. And I'm no fan of flies, but I ain't out there trying to torture them.
Right.
You know, I might swat them and kill them fast, but I ain't trying to, you know, cause them pain and laugh as they writhe on the ground.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So he's putting stumbling blocks and they'll die. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Since you did not warn them, though, they will die for their sin. The righteous things that person did will not be remembered, and I will hold you accountable for their blood.
Wow.
So you could have been good your whole fucking life, but then you cussed real quick before you like fell down and died.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And then you're fucked.
And then you're fucked for life or afterlife.
Yeah.
You know, and on top of that, Ezekiel gets to pay for it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Just so you know.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you do warn the righteous person not to sin and they do not sin, they will surely live because they took warning and you will have saved yourself.
Hmm.
So all the gold stars as long as you pass out the flyers.
Right.
Okay. All right. Back to Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was on me there. And he said to me, get up and go out to the plain and there I will speak to you.
Hmm. This is a very physical relationship he has with God.
Right.
This is the most physical God has been with anybody thus far.
Yeah.
So it's intriguing.
I have a question, though. Like, if I'm super lazy, so I would be like, you're talking to me now. Couldn't you just go ahead and talk? Why we got to walk to the plane? Like, that's over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even like to get up and find the remote control for the TV.
Maybe God can't whisper. This is his way of whispering. You know, he's like, go out where nobody can be.
And then I
you.
Can talk regular because I got this frog in my voice. All right. So he says, go out to the plane. I'm going to speak to you. So I, Ezekiel, got up and went out to the fucking plane.
Wait, God didn't help him get up this time?
No.
Okay.
No, he got up and went up himself. Yeah.
That's rough.
That's a test, right?
Yeah.
Can you stand? Can you walk? Wait. I forgot to test these out with you before I charged you with this duty. And the glory of the Lord was standing there, you know, just like he was over there, but now he's over here.
Now he's in the plane. Yeah, sure.
Like the glory I had seen by the Kabar River, and I fell face down.
Okay.
You know, still, again, more.
Yeah.
You know, fear the Lord. Don't forget to have lots of fear.
Right.
Okay. Then the Spirit came to me and raised me to my feet. This time he picked me up.
Yeah. Right. Well, because he had gone to the plane, so that's mm-hmm. why he couldn't help him get up before.
Yeah.
But now he went there so he can help him get up again.
Stand up, sit down, fight. That's a cheer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he spoke to me and he said, go shut yourself inside your fucking house. Go home. Okay. Get over there. Shut your door. Bar it. Lock it up.
I thought he was supposed to tell everybody.
No, not yet. Stay home. God's word.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You will in a minute. Go home first.
Okay.
Okay. And you, son of man, you fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You mere human. They will tie with ropes. You will be bound so that you cannot go out among the people.
What?
I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will be silent and unable to rebuke them. For they are a rebellious people, as I've said multiple times.
Go home and get punished like crazy.
Yes. I think he's like what I tell the toddler that I babysit. You go sit on the couch and think about what you did.
But what did he do?
You go sit in your house and think about what I'm going to have you do.
I don't get it. Like, okay, anyway.
Okay, so there's this thing where when people need to fortify themselves before they take on a duty.
Yeah.
I said duty twice now. that they have to fortify. They have to cleanse themselves. They have to have silence and wash up and do all these special things. So I've read some notes that say that that's what this is about. He's saying, don't speak to anybody. And I'm going to tie your mouth shut so that you can't.
Okay.
So that you'll be physically clean, cleansed out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You won't have any input from people and you won't be able to offer any input. Let my glow words, you know, sparkle in your guts for a bit and work their way through your system.
Got it.
And then, you know, when you're ready to take that giant dump.
Yeah.
Then 7 days later, I will let you talk
and
go pass out my flyers.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
But when I speak to you, says God.
Yeah.
I will open your mouth and you shall say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Whoever will listen, let them listen. And whoever will refuse, let them refuse. For they are a rebellious people. The end.
Hmm.
Okay. You sons of bitches.
So, I mean, essentially this whole chapter was go spread my message or you'll be in trouble for not spreading my message.
But first go home.
But first go home.
And don't talk to anybody for a week.
Yeah.
Before you go.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So that's basically what this was about. Yeah. Just to, you know, recap, this chapter contains more particular instructions to Ezekiel, and it begins with him repeating his appointment to the office.
Sure.
Okay. He is then informed that his commission is, just for now, just at this time, to the house of Israel exclusively. So he is going to be sent out later to speak to other people. But for now, just worry about Israel. Okay.
Yeah.
And God tells him that the countrymen will pay little regard to him. They're going to ignore him. They're going to make fun of him.
That seems to be the case for pretty much all the prophets.
Every prophet ever.
Right.
Yeah. And God's like, you got to persevere anyways. Mm-hmm. You got to get through this. Okay. And then God imbues Ezekiel with extraordinary courage to enable him to fearlessly declare to a disobedient people the whole counsel of God.
Okay.
Did you get that out of that? That he filled him up with glowy gold courage?
I mean, I think you could have extrapolated that from that.
I didn't take that.
Well, I mean, but like the giving him the scroll and eating the scroll and infusing that into himself. And then God,
I took that as like, you know, the spirit of the Lord. Like, you're taking in the magic words. Like, you have my spirit inside you.
Yeah.
I didn't take that as, and some of that stuff is courage.
Courage. Well, maybe that was the hardening of the head and stuff like that. Possibly.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Follow me here. He is totally making him a conglomeration of the scarecrow and the tin woodman and the cowardly lion, because he's giving him that tin head and he's making him have God word smarts. And then also he's given him courage.
I see.
See?
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to Dorothy plus you.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to be an upgraded Dorothy. So for this.
Yeah.
Okay. So after that, the prophet is carried by the spirit that animated the cherubim and the wheels. Remember, he heard the noise of the wings.
Yeah.
And he's like, the fuck is that?
Right.
And it was. Yeah. So that all carried him.
Rode on it?
No, it just carried him. Like it plucked him like an eagle kind of carries him, you know?
All right.
And then like dropped him or whatever.
Okay.
And it kind of carried him over near the people to a colony of his brethren. Okay.
Okay.
And that's where he went and was like sitting by them for 7 days, overwhelmed with astonishment.
Okay.
Or depressed and angry, or I don't know what the word is, whatever the right word is. He was in the fields. That's right.
We're going back over the chapter and researching here. Is that like you're bringing up some of your notes?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I said recapping.
Yeah.
I'm just recapping to make sure we understand exactly what all we read.
Okay.
Okay. So then he's warned of the awful importance of being faithful in his office, no matter what.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't care if they fucking throw rocks at your head. That's why I made it hard.
You always do what I say.
Do what I say. Fear the Lord. Obey me.
Right.
All I'm asking for is everything.
Yeah.
What?
That's it.
Okay. And so then he's commanded to go forth into the plain so that he can have a visible manifestation of the divine presence. So you were right. He had to go out on the plain so that he could like see it good.
Right.
Clearly. Kind of like if like you want to see the stars at night, you don't go into the city, you go out into the country, right?
Yeah, right.
You need that clear, you got to get out of the city.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so he went out there and he's like, "Well, you're so shiny, dude." And he's again favored with a vision and he, you know, is told here, I gave you gold words in your tummy. Now
again, go home. I feel like you could interpret this as like a using drugs ritual. He ingested something. He's going out to the plains to like experience this experience. Mm-hmm. You know, he thinks he got flown somewhere by a fucking angel with wheels. I mean,
don't forget the sound of the helicopter.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. I mean, yeah. it sounds very, very drug induced to me.
And he's like, "Go home, bitch."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No, totally. I agree with you. This dude was high. AF. I wonder who wrote this. I mean, it says that he wrote it, I guess, but.
Sure. I mean, we don't know.
No.
Right.
So. No. I don't recall.
We can take our best guesses.
I don't recall in my intro if I got into that. So
I'm sure we'll cover that at some point.
We'll cover it at the end.
Yeah.
When I recap the whole book.
Right.
But that is it for this chapter.
All right. So that was Ezekiel chapter 3.
Sure as fuck was.
And thank you to everybody who joined us on the lives tonight. We had the YouTube going, we had the Twitch going, and we are on the Discord all at the same fucking time.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
You made it work.
If you guys want to join us on lives in the future, hop onto one of those platforms. We prefer Discord.
That's where we are Tuesday, guys.
Yeah. So every Tuesday on Discord, we will be doing some lives on Twitch and YouTube probably separately in the future.
We're thinking like maybe on Mondays and Wednesdays. So I don't know. We don't know yet.
We got to work it out.
Yeah. But Discord is every Tuesday.
But go follow us on Twitch. Go follow us on YouTube. Go join our Discord. You know, these are all places to get, you know, more acquainted and more involved with our podcast, and we'd love to have you there. So
you could also hop on our Patreon, and you don't have to be a member if you're just wanting info. And occasionally we put out Patreon only but free episodes,
right? And if we happen to disappear for a day or two, we usually put a notice on there saying, "Hey, we disappeared for a day or two." So,
yeah, like wife got sick again. Yeah, that is where we first update everybody.
Yeah, so Patreon, you don't even have to pay. We definitely appreciate it when you do, because it helps us run all these things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, join us in all the places and
or any of the places,
mm-hmm. and yeah, just do those things.
Do those things.
So again, that was Ezekiel chapter 3.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that we will be back tomorrow with
Ezekiel chapter 4.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.